Greetings, Mysteriologists. Get ready for your tour of your desktop. I strongly suggest that you have your desktop open on a desktop computing device. It is the best way to see and experience what it is you need to be doing. That's where I am right now, and so I will be going through this as if you are as well. Clearly, on your desktop, you've got your transceiver. The transceiver is a unique device which allows us to send messages to you that can hang in the ether as long as they need to until you can retrieve them. Another wonderful aspect of the transceiver is that you can also go back and re-listen because they remain embedded in that frequency until we remove them. So, that is your first piece. You have two ways of using the transceiver. You can move the dial to the left or the right to hit your right frequency. But if you are having trouble with that particular control, you can also feel free to simply type out the number of the frequency in the fine-tuning box directly under the frequency button. When you do that, you will see your button activate below with the proper message, and then you can go ahead and listen to it. Obviously, you have figured this out because you are already listening to me. Well done. Your initiative has been noted. To the right, however, you will see your case file. This case file includes all of the documents and artifacts and everything we have that we can make available to you so that you can review this case. All of these documents also exist on our side of the puddle, and we know that your copies are the same as ours. So let's go through. The first thing you will always find is your welcome letter as having been inducted into the League. Welcome aboard. Underneath, so once you've read through that, you can then move on and hit the assignment tab. Click on assignment, and you can go ahead and read about the specific details of this case so that you will know exactly what is being asked of you. Agent Kettling, in this case, is waiting for you to be sent to his next location. After you are done reading through this page, there is another segment here on this page called CQ. CQ is, of course, Common Queries. And in here, you can get some more specific answers to maybe some more detailed questions. We won't do much about that here, but you can go ahead and read those if you need to. Let us now skip to the dossier tab. The dossiers that we have in this tab are for the three main suspects as we have identified them in the case. You may discover other people with other motives, but these are the primary characters that we have identified as being significant enough that we can forward you their League dossiers immediately. You are not to duplicate these without authorization. These are private and belong within the League and the League only. They are for your eyes only. You will see all of the different dossiers of all the different players in this field so that you can go ahead, read up on them, and learn as much as you can about them. We then move on to documents. There are so many documents typically involved with something like this. From information about the artifacts, you can go down the side, police reports, witness statements, all of those kinds of things, as well as any other miscellaneous documents that may be that may have been collected from the case. You will find copies of all of those there as well. So you may wish to review them and make sure that you have all of the information you need and you have pretty much understood what is ahead of you. If you do find an artifact that is in a foreign language, you will often find the translation made available if you simply click on the image. Telegrams. This is the bread and butter, the meat and potatoes of the program. When it is time for you to send a telegram, or you receive a notice saying that you can receive a telegram, you can come here to your desktop and click on the envelope labeled Royal Post Telegram, Urgent Delivery. When you click on that, what you will find is that you will be sent to the telegraph office. Once you are in the telegraph office, there you will include your name, the recipient's name, which will be your field agent, the city in which your field agent is communicating with you, not the one he's going to, but where he is today, because we need to get him his telegram today. And then you include your message. You must be very clear when you are filling out this message to dictate the name of the city or location where you wish your field agent to go. Remember, there are often transcription errors, so don't get fancy. Just let the field agent know where you want him or her to go, and they will then be able to go there. Do not give complicated instructions to your field agent, because often those things get very muddled in telegrams because you do have a character limit. So be direct to the point. Tell your agent where to go. Once you send that telegram, the agent will receive it very quickly. However, it may take hours and hours for that agent to get where you have sent him or her. That is an important distinction. Some trips may be 2 or 3 hours. Some trips may be 23 hours. They will find the fastest way to travel, which is often by train when they're staying on a single continent. But for the most part, even train rides can be very slow, and it may be a few hours before a train is even available. But you will then begin to receive communications back from your field agent. When this happens, you will be alerted through your highly unreliable and dubious system that you call email. I'm not quite sure why anyone uses it. It seems like the gods of email do enjoy sending things everywhere but your own inbox. However, as a backup for that, if you do come in underneath the Telegram tab, you will also see your notebook. Your notebook will include the codes that are also part of your telegram. So when you see the codes here, you can go ahead and input those codes, use them at the telegram retrieval office, where you can then retrieve your messages and get your next set of clues. You will receive multiple telegrams from the league or from your field agent, and you can then go ahead and go over them all, choose your wisest destination to which you will then send your field agent. Once you have completed the mystery, once you have solved the mystery, you can then make sure you check your codes, because there will be, of course, announcements and accolades. We need your help, and your unique qualifications have given you this opportunity to experience a mystery in real time during the era in which it takes place. This is Cogs wishing you all the best. You do have my dubious email address. I do hope it works for you if you do need any further help. But in the meantime, I strongly suggest you go ahead and start reading over your case file. This is Dr. Theosophus Cogs, off and away.